me in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Thank God for that good word and that song. Yeah. Yeah, next Sunday. Yeah, Emma's reminding me of that. Next Sunday, the Singing Echo is going to be here. It's going to be with us in the morning service. Also, at 2 o'clock, we're going to have dinner after morning service. Then 2 o'clock, they're going to come back and sing some more for us. They're a real good group, and I'm sure you'll enjoy them. And just come, bring somebody with you. Maybe fill up the house. And also, what did we do last year? Didn't have Sunday school, did we know? Did we come at 10:30 or just 11? I don't even remember. Anybody remember? 10:30? Huh? 10:30 in here? We'll do that again. And I couldn't remember if it was 10:30 or 11. Won't have Sunday school. We're just starting here at 10:30, give them some more time to sing in the morning service, too. And then we'll, after the morning service, we'll break and have dinner. And so, if you want to bring a little something, bring my favorite dish. You say, what is that? About anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that song. I believe it's right on time. All these songs. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Hardly ever preach on this except at gravesides and funerals, but God laid this on my heart this week. I want to read a few verses and share a few things from this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, begin read verse 13. Said, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you with the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. I want to try to share with you a few moments this morning. Maybe talk about some of this passage of Scripture, but the main thing I want to look at is where it says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Forever be with the Lord. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for the opportunity coming together here this day with this thy people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you'd open the Scriptures up unto us. We pray, Lord, that you'd speak to us and through us. That wouldn't one leave here today that don't already know you. If they don't know you, they will before they leave. Dear Lord, I pray, quicken us with your eternal word. May you speak to our hearts in a marvelous and a wonderful way. And God, convict and convert. Because we know the day is coming. And you are coming. And Lord, we don't believe it's going to be long. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. How many believes that Jesus died and rose again? What did he say? He said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Hallelujah. You know what? Listen, so many times in the Scripture, Jesus talks about death as being asleep. He's talked about it when he went to get Lazarus up. They said, well, he's sleeping. He said, he's asleep. And they said to him, well, if he's sleeping, he's doing well. But it tells us he plainly was talking to him about being dead. And that's what he was saying to him. He said, you're dead. He's dead. But I'm going to tell you something. This is Jesus got up from the grave. He said he's going to bring those back with him that's sleeping in him. You said, thank God the body's in the grave. I know that. But he's coming back. But I want to thank God that we can be with him forever. Glory to God. And listen, to be with him forever, you must be with him now. Hallelujah. You must walk with him now. You must know him now. Listen, if you intend to be with him forever. And what does that mean to be with him forever? I want to say it. I don't know nothing no better. Hallelujah. There's not anything any better than to be with the Lord forever. First of all, it means that to be with him, we'll have that life. We already got it. It's eternal life, and we can have a forever life. Listen, we got it in our souls today, and one day, thank God, these bodies going to come from the grave, be resurrected, and changed. And listen, that glorified body will live forever too. Hallelujah. Never die. You see, if Adam hadn't sinned in the garden, we'd have never died. Listen, we wouldn't never went to, these old bodies wouldn't have went to the grave, but we all died in him. We inherited that incorruption, that old corruption. And listen, but one day this old corruption is going to put on incorruption. Thank God that it is. But I want to thank God we can be with him now, and we can be with him forever. And being with him forever means, and it includes, life forever. Peter or death. I was reading it from the first chapter of the book of Revelation again. Just reading it again this morning. Never get tired of it. It talks about when God, his people, going to dwell among his people and tabernacle with us. Thank God we'll be there with him for eternity. He said we'd be with him. That means life, not death. He said there'll be no more death. There'll be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more heartaches, no more saying goodbyes. It means a life eternal. What's it mean to be with the Lord? Living forever. Never having to worry about death no more. Told someone in the hospital yesterday, I said, listen, you just think about it. When we get that new home, we'll get that new heaven, won't be no need for more hospitals. Won't be no more need for no more nursing homes. Won't be no more need. Listen, for more, no more funerals. Listen, no more funerals. Won't be no more graveyards put out. Won't be no more graveyards in that new place. Thank God. Because we're not going to die no more. And so to be with him means life forever. Thank God. And it means light. There'll be no more darkness when you're with him. Did you know what? Those that don't know Christ will be cast into outer darkness forever and ever and ever. Listen, you don't want to go there. You don't want to be there. No. Listen, be with Christ means with him forever, ever eternal light. But he's the light of the world. Listen, that's why he said to the New Jerusalem, don't need no light. Why? Because the Lamb's the light thereof. And therefore, to be with the Lord means his light through eternity, forever and ever lightness, thank God. No more darkness. Light. I don't like darkness. I can't walk around. I ought to know where everything in our house is. But if it's dark, I'm liable to run into something, shows everything. I like light. And thank God, be with the Lord, it's going to be eternal light. Hallelujah, eternal life. You see, he's already given me that eternal life. He said, you that walk in the light, says you can have fellowship with one with another. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We walk into the light of his love and his light of his mercy and light of his grace now. And there'll be eternity with light with him. Walking in the light. Hallelujah. Won't need no moon, sun, stars in. He's a light. The Lamb's a light. What a light. I'm glad one day it come lit up my soul. I was walking in darkness, stumbling around this old sin-cursed world without hope. Listen, didn't have no light, didn't know which way I was headed. Well, thank God, He came shine that light in my heart. Light. Three, my grandma, one of my grandma said she saw that beautiful city, said it was lit up, said the beautifulest bright light she's ever seen. And said he was a dancing and a singing. You know why? Thank God that light is a glorious light, a wonderful light. Our Lord's light. He's the light of it. Is He lit up your soul yet? Are you walking in the light? Are you living in the light? We walk in the light, we have fellowship with Him. And you know, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, will cleanse us, wash us in the blood from all sin. And so, the forever be with the Lord means that we'll have eternal light, eternal life. You know what? You know why anybody, when I said the other day, I still thinking about asking everybody, why in the world would anybody reject such a gift? I can guarantee you, if you advertise that we're giving away something. Come on, all right? And say it's worth $100. We'd have a line of them lined up. And you can stand up and offer people the gift of eternal life. And you know what? I ain't too interested. But folks, you can't buy it. You can't get good enough for it. It's a mercy and a grace and a gift of an eternal God. And He says, be with Him forever means, listen, forever light, forever life, and it means forever love. You think about it. Forever love. Hallelujah, it does. I'm telling you. Woo! I think about it in verses of the word. Who's to separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulations, shall persecutions, on and on and on. Any of these things, nothing, not even death, not life, not death, not principalities, not powers of darkness, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Christ, the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And so to be with Christ is to be in eternal, forever, in the love of God. That should get you real excited. Hallelujah. I know you're in the love of God. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know anybody loves me or not. I know one that does. He loves you enough, He sent His Son to the cross of Calvary. Died on the cross. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I'm telling you, to be forever with the Lord involves more than this little old mind can even think about. But I know it involves forever being loved of God. He's not never going to stop loving me. He loved me. Died for me. Listen to this. While I was a sinner, while I was walking in wallowing in my sins, He died for me when I was without hope. Romans 5. He died for me when I was without strength. He died for me when I had no hope. Thank God. What a Jesus we got. We got a wonderful Savior. And it will say something. To ever be with Him? I don't know about you. Boy, it hit me like a bolt of lightning. Forever with the Lord. That's not just a week or two. That's not just a year or two. I was saying about Brother Donnie, we always talk about how wonderful it's going to be in that 1,000-year millennium reign. That's going to be wonderful. But that, listen, it's what I'm talking about. It's going to go beyond farther than that. Forever. Forever. Forever with the Lord. He's good company too. You won't get tired of him. Huh? I'm glad he puts up with us. He's patient and merciful and gracious, aren't you? But he still loves us. You know what love can do? Love covers a multitude of sins. And God loved us so much, he put our sins in the sea of forgiveness to never remember no more. Somebody asked that, they said, what can God forget? And I said, well, I'm glad he can forget that. He said he would never remember. Why? How can he do that? He chose to do that. He's God. He chose to do it. So listen, forever with the Lord. And you know what? You know what else that means? We got forever peace. Forever. Now as we walk along this Christian walk, in this Christian world, Brother Billy, there are things that arise up that will disturb our peace a little bit. But we still can have it deep down inside. But it's, listen, but forever with the Lord, we're going to have everlasting, eternal peace. Amen? We are. Peace. And you know what else we're going to have? We're going to have a joy that you can't even imagine. Hey, the Bible said, I hadn't seen or heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But he's revealed them to us through his Spirit. What we know about them is through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you something. It's all like they went back and told, when they went back and checked out old Solomon, he said, the half hadn't been told. I'm going to tell you something. You and I just know a speck. We don't know a scratch on the face, really, of how wonderful it is. God's told us all he wants us to know. You know what I think about sometimes, Brother Donnie? If we really, if he told us any more, we might not want to stay here, had we? I know I had people ask me, say, what did you see when you was low and they thought she was going to die that night? I said, he didn't let me see anything. If he had them, I might have said, Lord, I'm going to go on with you. I'm serious. Because I'm going to tell you something. Paul had the vision of being with Christ, which was far better. That's why he said it's far better, because he knew that depart and be with Christ was far better, because he knew when he departed, he's going to be forever with him. God didn't give me temporary life. He gave me eternal life. I'm not going to be with the Lord a little while and he's going to change his mind when we get over it. No. Thank God he's not. I'm going to be forever with him. I don't know about you, but that's encouraging. That's hopeful. That's grace that God has given us to know. Paul said, I know in whom I believe. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Whatever you may face on this world, whatever I may face on this world, God's able to keep us, because he's keeping it reserved to be with him. Got reservations. Hallelujah. Got an inheritance. He's laid up for us. Incorruptible. Listen, thank God. He's got it reserved for us. That's my Lord. I'm going to tell you, them saints that's going on beat us there. I see them looking back now saying, y'all just don't know how good it is. I'll come in back down there. Not to come with my Lord. Present with the Lord. What did he say? Hallelujah. Praise God. He's coming. He's coming. We're waiting, aren't we? Amen. That's good, brother. He said, lift up your eyes, your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. We're looking for that coming of our blessed Lord. Signs of his times are upon us. The Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first. I heard one preacher say, you know what he said? He said, I know it's going to be us because we sure are dead. Of course, we know he's talking about the dead in the graves. Well, if I'm out there, I want to be in that group. But I don't want to be so dead that I'm going to have to get up when they do. I don't want to be so dead in Christ and still be alive. You know what? I want to be alive in our blessed Lord, my Savior. You know what? Not only be with him is life. Not only to be with him is love. Not only to be with him is joy and peace and rest. But we can rest in that fact, can't we? Hallelujah. You know what? Something else. Brother Donnie, Holy Ghost is saying to me, not only be ever with him, but if we got the faith to believe that we are going to be, by grace and through faith, there with him, you know what it'll do now? It'll give us liberty now. Amen. It'll give us that light and love now to feed our souls, to walk on with God. Hallelujah. Hey, and in closing, I want to say this. What's it going to be like if you're not in Christ? What's it going to be like? I want to close in saying this. If you're going to be with him forever, listen, you're going to have to make that decision. You're going to have to make that right now. You can't wait till the trumpet sounds. You can't wait till you're dead. And don't take a chance on waiting on a deathbed repentance, although I've seen a few. So what are you going to do about it now? If you're going to be with him forever, you must get acquainted with him now. And when that word talks about being with him forever, being with him, Jesus said, if you're not with him, you're against me. What he told the disciples. And you know what? If we're not with him now, you're not going to be with him in eternity. But be with him now. Listen, come to know him now. Get acquainted with him. And that word where it talks about, I don't know much, I don't know anything about Greek, don't know anything about Hebrew, but I know one thing. That word means more. Being with him, not just being around him, not just hearing about him, but knowing something about him, getting acquainted with him, have fellowship with him, talk with him, commune with him. It must go on now if you're going to do it for eternity. If you're going to be with him for eternity, you can have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that, not only tells that, many of us have experienced it. Do you know him? So I'm simply asking the question. Are you with him now? You're going to be forever with him. If you're going to be forever with him, you got to get with him now. You got to know him personally by faith. And the only way it can come is repentance and faith. Repent of your sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, I wouldn't have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That you sorrow not as others which have no hope. You know what? You know what brings me hope? To know that those loved ones out there. Silas lost, we just lost a brother and a sister within 5 weeks and a day. But you know what brings me comfort? Brother Donnie, knowing. You know, I don't have to sorrow as others which don't have no hope. I know where they are. Amen. And some of you lost loved ones. You know where they are. They with the Lord. Hey. And you don't want to be with him? Get to walking with him now. You got to walk with him now. You got to know him now. Personally. Jesus Christ. A marvelous, wonderful Savior. Do you have that personal relationship with him? I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about church membership. I'm not talking about just walking an aisle. I'm not talking about making a decision. I'm talking about being born again. Hallelujah. Born into the family of God. You see, actually, you're born again and you're also adopted. We've been adopted. He adopted us too. Now in our society, you're born into a family or you can be adopted into one. And when you're adopted into one, you're a child. Right? Mm-hmm. You know what happened? Well, you know what? I got born into the family of God, and he adopted me too. Amen. Praise God. Some of us may have had children, some of us might have been born. They didn't plan a lot back then, they just had youngins. I'm serious. And you may have some, but you know what? I'm glad God's got a bunch of youngins too. Amen. But you know what? Hey, he on purpose birthed me into the family of God. He on purpose planned to adopt me. You said, how do you know? Because he said he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. He chose us. He called us. He ordained us to eternal life. Thank God for such a Savior. I used to tell Carol, aren't you glad Mama had at least 9 of us? You know, I was a 9th unborn. Out of 12, really. First of them, lost the first one at birth. I said, look what you'd have missed. He said, yeah. Yeah. So there was never a debate on that too much. She might have wished, I thought times, she might have wished that never been born. But you know what? I said that to say this. God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, birthed us into his family. And if you get born into the family, you're in that family. Amen? You there? Hallelujah. And you know what? I'm glad one day I got born into the family of God. Hallelujah. And I've been with him since. And that's not the end of it. I'm going to be with him throughout eternity. I'm going to be with him. And so if you don't, I know it's been a little different this morning, but I'll tell you what, if you just remember one thing, forever, be forever with the Lord. You know anything any better than that? I don't. And on top of that, he's going to let us be with our loved ones. It went on to be with Christ. We're going to be with them. What a wonderful time we're going to have when we get over there. Hallelujah. So I encourage you this morning, if you don't know Jesus, best thing you can ever find is him. And fellowship with him. Walk with him. Be with him. Then throughout all eternity, you can be with him. Would you stand with us this morning?